everybody. Well, today's a very dark day for me. Very sad day. I woke up this morning and discovered something terrible, terrible had happened overnight. When I went to bed, I had 49 followers. When I woke up, I had 48. Somebody has decided not to follow me anymore on Audioboom. Somebody's decided that they no longer want to hear what I have to say. I feel sad, I feel betrayed, I feel hurt, I feel angry, I feel bereft. What have I done to deserve this? Am I not entertaining, informative, interesting, exciting, fun? Do I not provide that person with what they need anymore? Why do they make such a terrible decision? So now I'm down to 48. 48. Which is amusing because it's not a very big number, is it, 48? It's not even a proper number. It's more of a beige or a brown or a magnolia. It's a nothing number. It doesn't fill you with excitement or joy or inspiration. It's a number of a bus, for God's sake, or a terrace house. It's not a number like hundreds or thousands or something big. Everyone around me seems to have more than me, more followers than me. And frankly, as Hamlet put it, unhouseled, disappointed and unannealed. I'm saddened by this. I feel cheated. And I hope that if somehow you're listening, you who betrayed me, I hope you can sleep well at night and look at your face in the mirror, your villainous and cheating face, because you've broken my heart. You really have broken my heart. So I'm urging everyone who's hearing this, everyone who has a jot of kindness in their veins, to look at yourselves and ask yourself, why do you follow me? And if you can answer with a sentence beginning with because, then please turn to the person next to you on the bus. If you're driving a car, wind down the window and turn to the car next to you. If you're at work, nudge the person near you. Or if you're at play, cease the game and speak to the person to your immediate left or right, or even behind you, and say, do you know about Audioboom? And if they say, yeah, then say, follow this person. Follow him and he will bring you gladness into your life. Gladness, joy and tranquility. You will find such greatness in his words. And if they say, never heard of Audioboom, then say, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You Luddite. But in all seriousness, I was a tiny bit disappointed that I'd lost a listener. Because it does make you wonder for a nanosecond why they left and what the situation was. I don't really care that much, but it's just a minor source of disappointment to me this morning. Because I've got quite a lot of Twitter followers, and I'm only building my audio boo really recently now. But never mind, just a bit annoying, because I've got, a lot of Twitter followers, but I guess, to be fair, I probably write better than I speak. I've never been keen on my speaking voice. Actually, I've always been a bit phobic of it. I've always hated the way I sound. I know everyone doesn't like, you know, well, most people don't like the way they sound on recordings, but I really hate my voice. That's why I tend to do audio booze, you know, when I can with others and hide behind them. So there we go. This is my thought for the day. Down to 49. 48, sorry. So it'd be nice to get to 50 by the end of the week. That's a noble yet achievable ambition, I believe. So, yeah. So there we go. From 49 to 48. If you are listening, or if you know who you are somehow, you never know. They might, you know, they might speak to somebody who follows me, and they might tell them about this. I hope you don't feel too guilty, because I don't want you to feel too bad. But just think about what you've done to me today. I'm humble. I have humility. But when I lose someone I've never met before, I've never spoken to before, it does tend to hurt. So please, please, let me know why I'm no longer entertaining. And to you out there, in the dark, as I think Sunset Boulevard type quote, my people in the dark, wasn't it? That was the quote. Anyway, to you listening out there, if you find any of my words interesting or fun, do spread the word. Spread the word, because I promise you, my audio booze will become more interesting if I know that I'm broadcasting to more than just a few rugby teams. Thank you very much. Take care. May your guiding deity bless you.